You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, a collection of insights, information, and inspiration, connecting us to our own inner wisdom. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs. I'm usually asked how someone can get started listening to their intuition or connecting with their spirit guides. And so I've created a little download to help you get started. It's your Intuition 101 kit. So in this kit, you receive an ebook, which is called The Top 10 Ways to Build Your Intuition, and a guided meditation called Head Versus Heart. And the meditation in particular is a great help so that you can figure out which part of you is leading your decisions and choices right now. You can download the Intuition 101 kit for free from helenjacobs.co/intuition101kit, or more correctly, intuition101kit. But I'll also link to it in the show notes. In light of this free download, I thought I would dedicate today's episode to this topic. And I wanted to share just a little tip around how you can get from your head into your heart and how to then also understand what your heart is telling you. So let's start by considering a choice or decision that you're trying to make in your life right now. So if you're actually listening to this while you're driving, you may want to not participate fully in what I'm about to lead you through, but you can always listen and think about it. But I do recommend that you've got a little bit of time put aside for this exercise where you can sit with it for a bit, right? Like not driving or preparing the kids' school lunches or something like that. Okay, so thinking about this thing that you're trying to decide, I want you to give yourself as much time and space as you need to just think about it. And so the benefit of this being a podcast is if you really wanted to, you could pause the recording here for a moment and just really take your time with this. But even if you're listening in real time, chances are that you have a lot to think about. What's right, what's wrong, what could happen, what is the safest idea, what's going to be the best outcome, etc. So just take a few minutes to think about your potential choice or decision. Now, I ask you to give yourself some time to feel about it. And this is the part that perhaps if you're driving or you're tending to something else while listening, this is something that you may want to be able to pause or to create just a little bit of time for. When you feel into the choice or decision, you're looking for how your body responds. And this is different from what you think about it. When you feel into a choice or a decision, you're looking for a few things. You may be looking for some physical sensations. Do you feel tighter, stressed, anxious? Do you feel open or expansive and expressive or excited? Or do you actually feel nothing at all? You may also be looking for the emotions that you feel. Do you feel scared? Do you feel limited, which technically isn't an emotion? Do you feel guilty? Do you feel shame? Do you feel happy? Do you feel anything at all about this choice or decision? So if you are doing this in real time, this would be an opportunity then to really consider whether or not the way you think about the choice or decision is the same as how you feel about it. So just take some time maybe to journal or just to reflect upon what comes up for you. Our feelings are so important, and ultimately our intuition is feeling. And so if we're not connected with our feelings, then it's very difficult to rely on our intuition. But we also need to create the space to feel. And then we also need to become quite skilled at understanding our feelings. And that's not necessarily something that we're always so good with. As a general rule, a more positive feeling, let's say happiness, joy, or even our physical sensations of expansion and excitement, are typically fairly good indicators that the choice or decision is a green light or in alignment, or that our intuition is flagging it as some possible opportunity for us. That's usually something that's pretty easy for us to figure out though, right? And if you take a moment to consider any choices and decisions you've made to date that you know have turned out well, chances are you had some sort of feeling or recognition like this about it. Where this starts to get really confusing though is when we have mixed feelings. Because sometimes it's possible for us to feel excited about something but to still be scared. Or that we could feel that something is really expansive, but our head is saying it's not safe for me to do that thing. And so we need to understand that there is a very clear difference between our fear and our intuition. We also need to understand that these less than positive feelings, and these can be quite wide-ranging. It might be fear, but it could be jealousy or guilt or shame. It could be anger or frustration or any other feeling that is less than positive. They're generally the feelings that we don't want to feel. But these are really important feelings. And if you want to be living a more intuitive life, if you want to be trusting what your body is telling you, then you need to get really familiar with these feelings too. Because these less than positive feelings or the more negative feelings are good indicators of where we may be out of alignment or where we need to look to do the inner work. So where we're feeling anger, frustration, shame, and guilt, for example, they're like little flags that are sending us inward to do the deep dive, to do the inner archaeological dig, to find what's buried under there, what limiting beliefs are there, what old stories are there, what perceptions are there, how is our mind or our beliefs setting us up and in conflict with what our body is actually telling us we want to go and do. Maybe there's some past life stuff here. Maybe that you might do that inner work and realize there's no real logical reason for me to be feeling any fear around this thing. And it could be that it's stemming from a past life. And actually, a couple of episodes back, I spoke about how do you know whether it's a past life issue or a current life issue. So I'll link to that in the show notes. You might want to go back and check it out. Generally speaking, when we've done the inner excavation, we can then come back to the choice and decision again and run it through the same filter. It can be challenging at first to dive straight in and want our intuition to guide us. And I strongly believe that we need to build up to that. We need to lay the foundations and practice understanding what our intuition is telling us, because our intuition is not just telling us what choice or decision to make. It's also telling us where the healing is, where the inner exploration is, so that we can move forward and be able to fulfill the purpose that we're here to fulfill, or to make the choices and decisions that are being presented to us. So in the Intuition 101 kit, and particularly the head versus heart meditation, it's going to help you to practice this. The meditation in particular steps you through that process with a bit more time and finesse than what I'm able to do on a podcast. And in the ebook, I talk about, as the name suggests, 10 top tips to develop your intuition. So something that I've already mentioned in today's episode is the importance of actually connecting to our feelings. And so if you're completely new to this, there are many different ways that you can do this. First and foremost, we need to actually create the time and the space for such reflection and contemplation. Something that I am always suggesting is journaling, because you can see on the page what comes up. There were actually some episode a few back, again, I'll link to this in the show notes, where I gave some really great and probably a little more unusual tips to help you practice and strengthen your intuition. And among them was the idea of emotional embodiment, dance and movement. So it may be useful for you to go back into that episode. I'll link to it in the show notes. But it's also just as important to put some space into our routine, just for the space, to be able to take the long nature walk, or to be able to spend time at the beach, or to be able to lie on your bed and do nothing. To have such space allows that intuitive voice or the intuitive whisper or our feelings to bubble up. When we're busy, when we're self-medicating with food or Netflix or some other vice, we are numbing and disassociating from our feelings, which means that we're numbing and disassociating from our intuition. In the top 10 tips to build your intuition ebook that you get in the Intuition 101 kit, I also talk about just some simple tools that I always recommend. They are where I started. So journaling is one of them. Oracle cards is another. And so clearly I work with my own deck, the Little Sage Oracle cards. But really, any other divination tool or any other deck of oracle cards are a great way for you to be able to tap into your intuition. But I also mention in the book things like having fun, which you may not necessarily think is linked with your intuition, but it is. The more time and care and space that we dedicate to ourselves to feel and to take care of ourselves is going to strengthen your intuition, because you can't strengthen your intuition without strengthening your sense of self. And it's very difficult to trust your intuition if you don't trust yourself. And so your relationship with self actually goes hand in hand with your relationship with your intuition. When you've cultivated this kind of practice, it's going to become much easier to rely on your intuition without so much space or time dedicated to actively connecting with it. But that may be needed at the outset. Ideally, you want to create such rhythm and ritual and such space in your routine that you become familiar with these feelings and you can then be interpreting them as you move forward. The other thing that I'd like to suggest with this, particularly if you're going to download the Intuition 101 kit, is to keep a journal with you and record what you're finding. One of the best things I ever did was to keep a journal, and I dated everything. I wrote down the questions I was asking, the intuition that I was receiving, or even the guidance from my spirit guides. And it became an evidence document, because I could see what was actually coming to fruition. But I could also see when I had interpreted things that hadn't quite come to fruition in the way that I thought. And it wasn't that the information was wrong. It was just that my feeling about it, or my intuition about it, may not have been the most accurate interpretation. So when you're combining all of these elements, you can appease your mind. It's still useful to think about the choices and decisions that you're making, but you've also got some backing with your intuition, and you can see yourself developing over time. So that is it for today's episode, a really quick and easy one, and ultimately an episode to accompany the Intuition 101 kit that is available for free for you, just to remind you, at helenjacobs.co/intuition101kit. I bet we will also link to it in the show notes. I would love to hear from you if you download it, how you find it, or if you've got anything else to add to it, come on over into the free Facebook group and share with us how you're developing your intuition. And even if you're a little more well-practiced, how did it develop from here? How did you take these very basic principles and go beyond it? I'd love to get that conversation flowing. So have fun with it, enjoy it, and I can't wait to hear how you're developing your intuition.